My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. God, oh my goodness, I have so many ideas, but I just don't know what to do or which one to start. Like, which one is more important? Is there one that I should be focusing on more so in my business? I feel like I procrastinate and procrastinate and procrastinate because I have all of these amazing ideas, but I just don't know which one to do and which one to start and which one I should focus on, God. I'm really starting to get overwhelmed and confused because I just wish I could stick with one idea and just complete it. I have all of these unfinished projects, and then more and more ideas keep popping into my head, and I'm just ready to throw in the towel because I just am so overwhelmed. God, can you please give me some advice around this? Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, just come up with a system to get it all done.
I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character. Now we pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. I live on the west side of America, where the spin lies into fairy dust. Now we pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. And don't believe the narcissism when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I build myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am a sheep boy, easy to say when they don't take the risk, boy. Welcome to the narcissism, we're united under our indifference. And I'm from the east side of America, where the distance to the times are hysteria.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And just take a moment to show a bit of gratitude today. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? We are just so blessed, my loves. And even if you're going through a really tough time right now, first of all, my heart and my prayers go out to you. I send love, I send healing energy. I send joy, I send good health, I send happiness. I send whatever your heart desires your way right now. And we all go through our ups and downs. That's life, right? The wheel is constantly turning. The scale is constantly trying to balance itself. We have ups and downs in life, but you know, if you really dig deep, despite the hardship that you're experiencing right now, you'll find that you still have so much to be grateful for. And I've found that when I'm having a really bad day, you know, if I just focus on gratitude and if I just focus on the things around me that are going well and that I'm thankful for and that I love, even if it's just looking around my house and acknowledging my pictures of my son on the wall, or my comfortable bed or my beautiful mirror that I love, or if I just look out the window and I acknowledge the amazing, beautiful trees. You know, just simple things like that really, really boosts my mood. And, you know, gratitude, when you show gratitude, the universe will automatically bring you more things to be grateful for. So I just want to say today, let us take a moment and really, really think about some things that we're grateful for. And let us do that now. Very good, my loves. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And we'll open our eyes and start the show after this short break.
I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character. And we pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. I live on the west side of America, where the spin lies into fairy dust. And we pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. And don't believe the narcissism when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I build myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am a sheep boy, easy to say when they don't take the risk, boy. Welcome to the narcissism, we're united under our indifference. And I'm from the east side of America, where the distance to the towers are hysteria. This is us.
Hello, my gratitude first gardeners. How are you guys doing today? I hope you are having a great day, a great week, a great month. Yay! And today, you guys, we're gonna do a really quick episode. I'm off to church to meet my spiritual mother, so I don't want to be late. Oh my God, you guys, I am like late for everything, so I am gonna make this really quick so I am not late. But today, you guys, we are going to talk about what to do if you have many passions, right? If you are a multi-passionate entrepreneur, how do you handle that? Like, do you kind of, you know, work on one thing and then forget about everything else that you're passionate about? Or how do you get all of the things done when you have, you know, this long list of amazing projects and things that you'd like to work on? So we're going to talk about all of that good stuff today. And I feel like I can give you some really good tips and tricks because I am definitely someone who is multi-passionate, you guys. On any given week, I will have like two or three new ideas that I come up with. And, you know, I've had to learn ways to manage those ideas, not only so that I can, you know, actually complete projects, right? Because I used to have a lot of unfinished projects because I would, you know, kind of jump on that, what do they call it? Like that shiny object syndrome, choo-choo train, right? Choo-choo! I would jump on that shiny object syndrome, choo-choo train, and I would start one thing, and then I would stop, and then I would say, oh my God, wait, but this thing, this new idea sounds amazing. Let me jump on this thing. And then I would jump on that thing, and then another new idea would come up, and I would jump on that thing. And I am sure you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, have you ever done that and had a bunch of like unfinished projects? Well, I got so tired, you guys, of having unfinished projects and never completing everything. So this is what I did to kind of manage all of my ideas. And the first thing I want to say is embrace your ideas, my loves. Like, if you are having a ton of ideas pop into your head, embrace that, right? Your ideas are amazing. They're brilliant. You know, you don't have those ideas for nothing. So definitely embrace it. But here's what I do to really get things done and narrow down what I should work on first. So the first thing I ask myself, you guys, is this something that I really want to do? Is this an idea that I'm really, really passionate about? Or am I just jumping on that shiny object choo-choo train, right? So, you know, if I see, you know, if I'm on Instagram or I'm on YouTube or something, or I'm reading some type of article and I see like, you know, oh, so-and-so, you know, started a course on this topic, right? First of all, you know, if I think it's a great idea, that's wonderful. But I have to ask myself, Erica, you know, first of all, do you even want to create another course right now? Do you have the capacity to create another course right now? Secondly, whether you create a course on that topic or another topic, do you have enough knowledge about that topic? Do you have a proven system that has worked for you on that topic, right? So if somebody was teaching a course, you guys, on, you know, how to stay married for 20 years, you know, I could think that that course is a brilliant idea. And I can be like, oh my God, you know, people need that course. What a brilliant idea. But I haven't been married for 20 years, right? So I cannot go out and teach somebody else how to be married for 20 years. And that's just an example. So when you guys are getting these amazing ideas, that is that's awesome that you have these ideas. But ask yourself, first of all, do you have the capacity to implement that new idea? Secondly, do you honestly have enough knowledge on that topic or a similar topic to teach people? Right? I believe in doing everything in my business and everything in my life, actually, with integrity, you guys. So, you know, if I honestly feel like I don't have enough knowledge, I will not go out there and teach people, you know, A, B, and C. There's so many coaches, there's so many mentors, there's so many, you know, consultants and teachers and spiritual teachers out there that, you know, people can get what they need from somebody else, right? I'd rather teach what I'm comfortable teaching and teach something that I feel like I have knowledge about. So that's the very first thing I ask myself. Is this something I'm really passionate about? Or is this just shiny object syndrome? And secondly, do I have the capacity to do it? And do I have enough knowledge to do it? The second thing, you guys, is I want you to make a list of your core values for your business, right? So one of my core values in my business, you guys, is to create passive income for my business, right? I know that I am only one person and I can only do so much. So that is why I'm super passionate about creating courses and membership sites and things like that, because I know that that is a form of passive income. You know, I talk about it. I give demos, you know, I allow some of my students to take one of the courses for free just so that they can understand like my teaching style and, you know, what the course is about and all of that stuff. So I do things like that. Like I definitely market and promote my courses and my membership site, but then I put it on autopilot, you guys. And one of my huge core values is to create passive and residual income in my business. So I don't always have to, you know, work my butt off in order to make money, right? So I focus on a lot of things in my business that will create passive and residual income for me. Now, do I still work with clients like one-on-one? Absolutely yes, right? Because I love helping people and teaching people one-on-one, but I know that I can only do so much one-on-one. My income is severely capped and limited if I just count on that one-on-one interaction. I can't meet with clients 24 hours in a day, right? So, you know, I focus heavily also on creating that passive and residual income. So that's one of my core values. Now, if I see or come up with a new idea and it doesn't align with one of my core values, I have to really ask myself, Erica, is this idea worth it, right? So if my core value is to create passive and residual income, but you know, I want to, you know, take on more clients for a totally different subject matter, right? That goes against my core values because, you know, I can only take on so many clients. And do I really want to, you know, use my energy and my resources to teach a whole different subject matter, right? So I ask myself, Erica, does this align with your core values? So I want you guys to create a list of your core values and ask yourself the next time you come up with an idea or you see something that looks really cool, you know, ask yourself, does this align with my core value? And if the answer is no, then I would suggest that you put it on hold or you can revamp it. You can tweak it a little so that it will align with your core value if you really, really, really want to do it. So that's another way to eliminate things, you guys. The third thing, you guys, I want to say is complete one task at a time. This is something I really had to learn. Do one thing at a time and bring that thing to completion, right? So what I do when I get new ideas is I write all of them down in my iPhone notebook and I continue on whatever task it is that I'm working on at that moment, right? So I'm not going to switch tasks just because I come up with a new idea. I used to do that, but it led to unfinished projects. So I don't do that anymore. I just write that new idea down and I complete the task that I'm currently working on. And this will not only, you know, help you guys feel more confident in yourself because you're actually completing projects, but it will give you momentum to start those new projects because you know that you're more likely to complete them at that time. So if you are multi-passionate, my loves, I love it. I think it's awesome. You do not have to change. You don't, you know, have to dimmer down your light, right? Shine that light brightly, but just think of a way to manage all of your ideas. And these are some things that have helped me. Okay, my loves, I love you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character. And we pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. I live on the west side of America, where the spin lies into fairy dust. And we pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. And don't believe the narcissism when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I build myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am a sheep boy, easy to say when they don't take the risk, boy. Welcome to the narcissism, we're united under our indifference. And I'm from the east side of America, where the distance to the ties are hysteria. This is us, this is us, this is. Of America, where we choose pride over character. And don't believe the narcissism when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I build myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am a sheep boy, easy to say when they don't take the risk, boy.
Thank you for tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.